This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
The Black Robe Regiment is back again today.
That's a chilling excerpt of Glenn Beck's revival meeting last Saturday in front of Lincoln Memorial. Happy September to our irreverent audience. More on Beck in a bit. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and welcome to Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist. This is the Labor Day weekend of 2010.
And we hope you're not having to labor over Labor Day weekend.
You know, 21 years ago today, you, Annie Laurie, were literally in... not in labor, but in delivering, right? On September the 4th, 1989. Was Labor Day.
Yeah, actually, it was an emergency C-section, so I wasn't in labor, but I did manage to crack a joke about it being a very appropriate day to give birth before they put me under.
So, happy birthday to our daughter, Sabrina, who turns 21 today. Sabrina was a little more than 6 weeks early, and she weighed under 3 pounds, but today she's a college student, and when that traumatic emergency happened, we didn't invoke some supernatural power to get us through it. We invoked some of the best medical care in the entire Midwest that we could find here in Madison, Wisconsin.
And Sabrina, by the way, has come up with a great PR idea for FFRF and Free Thought that we'll be unveiling at the end of the month, so stay tuned to our shows to learn more about it.
Free Thought Radio, broadcast in Madison, Wisconsin, airs also in Atlanta, Anchorage, Grand Rapids, and Monterey, and podcasting through the universe. Go to iTunes if you want to find this on a podcast.
Free Thought Radio is the weekly production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're a national educational nonprofit group started in 1978 as a national group, the largest association of atheists and agnostics in North America, working to keep state and church separate.
Our guest today will be an octogenarian life member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. He's a farmer. He's the real thing. He's a farmer from Wisconsin who arranged for FFRF to place a billboard in Watertown, Wisconsin. The billboard is a legacy, he said, for his grandchildren. And last week, his billboard that says, "Enjoy life now, there is no afterlife," was defaced. It's going to be replaced after Labor Day, so FFRF and our member will get our full 6-week lease. And by the way, that defacement was a felony due to the amount of damage involved.
We'll be talking with this farmer and freethinker on the second half of Free Thought Radio about the billboard controversy, about why he, as an 82-year-old, rejects religion, and more about his idea of a free thought idea as a legacy for grandchildren.
And as always, we're going to comment now on the news of the week. When it comes to state-church separation and free thought, there's a lot of crazy news out there.
And most of it has to do with Mormon convert zealot Glenn Beck of Fox TV. Everyone knows that Glenn Beck, 47 years after Martin Luther King's March on Washington, where he delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech, that Beck chose the same spot at the Lincoln Memorial and the anniversary of that date to hold his so-called Restoring Honor rally. And Beck specifically billed it as non-political.
Basically, Glenn Beck called for a national revival, religious revival. And his talk about the black-robed regiment inevitably conjured up brown shirt imagery, at least in my mind. Here, listen to a little bit of Glenn Beck at the mall last Saturday saying he was there to restore God to America.
There was what was called the Black Robe Regiment.
England hated the preachers. When they came, the British, they had a real hard time with the preachers. In fact, if you were a preacher, you were most likely to be killed during the American Revolution. Why? Because it was first the preacher that said, all men are created equal, that rights come from God, no government, no king. Well, we have fallen asleep as a nation, and our churches have fallen asleep. This isn't about one church or one faith over another. It is about the eternal principles of God. For 240 years, they have been absent from the American landscape. The Black Robe Regiment is back again today.
Well, where to begin? We are busy fact-checking this patently absurd statement that the British targeted colonial preachers and ministers, and we'll have more for you on that next week. But of course, most ministers in colonial America were Anglican Church of England, and the Revolutionary War actually brought together many of the denominations, for example, Catholics, who had been barely tolerated, as they called it legally, and other minorities became far more accepted by other colonialists working together on a common cause. The common cause suggested by freethinker Thomas Paine of independence from a monarchy.
But the idea that the phrase all men are created equal was uttered first by a minister? That's not true. Those exact words in the Declaration of Independence were written by the unorthodox deist Thomas Jefferson, and more about that later. But notice that Beck said that there's been no God for 240 years in the United States. This, folks, is a pitch for theocracy and a slam on our godless and secular constitution, our nation being founded as a secular republic.
And here's just a bit more from Beck's rally last week.
America, it is time to start the heart of this nation again and put it where it belongs, our heart with God. Go to your churches, your synagogues, your mosque.
Well, America's heart has not been beating for 240 years, and we're still alive in spite of the fact that we've never been and will never be a theocracy. It's good that we are a godless nation. Look at the wars we went through and the depression that we went through and all that without, as Beck said, without this God.
Dan, you were on the Alona TV show out of D.C., which is nationally syndicated, right?
D.C., New York, and Los Angeles, and streaming.
They wanted to debate the Beck Revival meeting, have you on opposite Dr. Jerry Newcomb of Coral Ridge Ministries. We have an excerpt of both of your opening comments.
Said that our nation is one nation under God, and because it's one nation under God, it's not up to the state to determine whether we have our rights.
Now, Dan, do you agree with Dr. Newcomb's statement there?
I'm the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and we have at least 16,000 members nationwide representing tens of millions of atheists and agnostics who flatly disagree. Our country was founded on liberty. Our country was founded on a godless constitution. By the way, the Declaration does not mention Christianity or Jesus, or doesn't even specify what kind of a deity was there. And Thomas Jefferson, as we all know, who penned the Declaration, did not believe in the God of the Bible or the Christian God. Our founding fathers explicitly in the First Congress stated the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. It's true that many of the founders were believers, but none of the founders were women. None of them thought women should vote. We are not obligated today to go back and become carbon copies of the private religious views of some of our founders. We are a proudly godless secular nation, and much better off because our founders were wise enough to distance themselves from the divisiveness of the early colonies, who used to persecute and exclude and banish those who did not have the right faith. So, America never was a godly nation.
So in your closing comments on the Alona show, Dan, you kind of more specifically addressed some of Beck's assertions.
All right, John, we have to wrap it up in 1 second. But Dan, let me ask you this question very quickly. You know, since this is a democracy, if 80% of Americans are Christians, if people decided that they wanted to instate a national religion, do you think that they should be able to?
No, because the Constitution precludes that. You can't do away with freedom of speech or freedom of the press or freedom of assembly. Freedom of religion is hardwired into our Constitution. And people like Glenn Beck do Martin Luther King Jr. a great disservice, a man who preached against intolerance and divisiveness. And here the Christian right wants to go back to intolerance and to exclude those of us who do not believe in their particular God from full participation in the American experiment. That is wrong. We should resist that.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both very much for joining me. And, well, I think you know my feelings on Glenn Beck. You just heard him.
So Fox TV, of course, was gloating all over all of this. Glenn Beck on his show had David Barton, who's a theocrat, the wall builders person, talking about the latest scheme to tear down the wall between church and state, the announcement of another what they call Pulpit Freedom Day, September 26th, calling on ministers in their taxis and pulpits to endorse candidates from the pulpit.
So there's finally a pushback, and this year on what was called, or what is called Pulpit Freedom Sunday, you'll have several hundred preachers standing up and saying, IRS, come after me. I dare you. Come get me.
That's David Barton, and then here's what Glenn Beck says about this.
Oh, America. Oh, tell your preachers and your pastors and your priests and your rabbis about this. Oh, yeah, please.
So this is the brainchild of the Alliance Defense Fund. We've talked about them on our show. They're a very wealthy Christian right legal team, and we'll be watching this.
They're telling preachers to break the law to use their pulpits to endorse candidates. We see some very serious religious demagoguery going on, very serious assaults on the separation between church and state, historical revisionism, you name it.
And listeners, when you encounter it, please debunk it.
Coming up, why an 81-year-old Wisconsin farmer put up a billboard saying, enjoy life now, there is no afterlife.
Yeah, and actually he's 82, sorry about that. And I'm Annie Lorgaylor with Dan Barker. We'll be coming back with a change of pace, two funny clips, one inadvertently funny about Mormons baptizing Barack Obama's mother, and the other is Steve Martin's take on atheist music.
Find out more about Free Thought Radio and the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. This is Free Thought Radio. Beware of dogma. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Lorgaylor with Dan Barker. We are the co-presidents of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF's weekly show. Go ahead, Dan.
In a few minutes, we're going to talk with an 82-year-old non-believing Wisconsin farmer who helped put the Freedom From Religion Foundation billboard near his hometown that says, there is no afterlife, so enjoy life now. He did it as a legacy for his grandchildren.
And now, first we had the birthers, and now we have the dunkers, to quote Bill Dunn, who's editor of Freethought Today. In an article in the right-wing Accuracy and Media website, Cliff Kincaid makes this absurd argument that Barack Obama is really a Muslim because there is no proof Obama was ever baptized. The Canada Free Press published an article this year by Madeline Brooks, who asked, where is the baptism certificate? We do not see one because there was no baptism. That central part of Christianity was not required at Obama's former church, the Trinity United Church of Christ, during the years Obama attended. And of course, Obama's mother was not religious, and you don't have to have a baptism certificate to actually exist. And I can say I don't have one either.
Now, this is a little bit of old news from last year, but we just found this TV coverage about the fact that a Mormon submitted President Obama's mother's name for a proxy Mormon baptism. And I think this is kind of funny.
The LDS Church is confirming President Barack Obama's mother was posthumously baptized into the church last year.
Fox 13's Andrea Fujii spoke with the researcher who found the baptismal record. She's live at Temple Square tonight. Andrea.
Oh, Bob and Hope, Helen Radke is a researcher who was going through baptismal records and found the name of President Barack Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, who was apparently baptized and endowed in the Provo Temple.
It's a put down of her beliefs, no matter what her beliefs were.
Ann Dunham, full name Stanley Ann Dunham, died in 1995, and not much is known about her religious affiliation, but President Obama calls himself a Christian, but not a Mormon. Helen Radke is a researcher and often uses the LDS genealogical website.
I thought I'll look it up out of curiosity, and there it was.
The LDS Church says they perform baptisms on deceased relatives for nearly 180 years. But church policy is that persons cannot be baptized posthumously any earlier than 95 years after a death if a direct descendant has not submitted their name. The website does not verify who submitted her name. The LDS Church released a statement to Fox 13 stating their concern. They say in part, the church is looking into the circumstances of how this happened and does not yet have all the facts.
Commentary, sad commentary on this country that politicians have to wear religion on their sleeves in order to get elected.
Well, and perfectly ridiculous that our president would have to go around proving that he's a Christian and not horrors, a Muslim or worse.
Or a Mormon.
And by the way, Barack Obama's mother, as I said, according to Barack Obama's own autobiographical accounts, was a non-believer. And he wrote that she was always so kind and compassionate.
Now, we have a little bit of time to play something that's fun. This is Steve Martin, the comedian Steve Martin's take on atheist music.
I stand on stage and I think, wow, religious people have such beautiful music and art. And atheists really have nothing. Until now. This little song is called Atheists Don't Have No Songs. Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Father Megillus for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing he is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune. Forgotten this existentialism. For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith. In their songs,
they have a rule.
The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free. Have Sundays free.
Sing
to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics have the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll. For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith. In their songs,
they have a rule.
The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Atheists don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Father Megillus for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass,
watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
And of course, that's not true, is it? Because you're an atheist songwriter, Dan, and Debussy is an atheist too. But it's a cute song by the comedian actor Steve Martin, who's an atheist.
Who is also a non-believer. Stay tuned. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. And this is Free Thought Radio, and we're going to be talking with an 82-year-old Wisconsin farmer about the billboard that he put up, which has been defaced, which says, "Enjoy life now. There is no afterlife." Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Mike from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm on Free Thought Radio.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor.
A few weeks ago, I guess at the end of July, I got a phone call from one of the Freedom From Religion Foundation's many members here in Wisconsin, and we're just going to call him Bud. That's his pseudonym, and he's a lifetime member, and he said to me, "I would like to put up a billboard as a legacy for my grandchildren, and here's what I would like it to say. Enjoy life now. There is no afterlife." So I got cracking on that, and we were able to find an outdoor company and get the vinyl made. And Bud is very kindly paying for the whole thing. And we thought it'd be nice to have him on the show. And then wanting to schedule him, the billboard that was placed in Watertown, Wisconsin has been defaced. And it has temporarily come down. It's going back up thanks to the billboard company. But we wanted to talk with Bud about his views on life and death and why he thinks an idea is a good legacy for grandchildren.
And we'll be running a story about him in the next issue, is that right?
Yeah, of Free Thought Today. But and he grew up in a religious family in the area. And I guess we'll welcome you to the show, Bud, and let you talk about your background. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you want me to talk
I want you to say hello first.
Hello.
And, yeah, why don't you tell us about your background and how you became a freethinker?
Well, I guess started out, of course, you start to question about why this religion all over. I have traveled all over the world and see all these different religions. Why they all seem to be disagreeing with one another, and you start questioning why you believe in this stuff, too. And the more you question it, and you can't get no answers for it, the more you start, you know, walking away from it. And that's what just happened to me.
Were you brought up as a Lutheran?
Right.
And you were, your background is what? German immigrant family?
Well, yes. My grandpa come from Germany, and of course he was also, I say, very religious, and he even used to argue with the minister because he used to read about all them days, of course, you know, there was nothing else to read about, and there was no electricity or nothing. So he used to be in reading the Bible every day, and I guess he decided he knew more about the Bible than the minister, and he used to argue with the minister, and I understood that the minister kind of got teed about him and wouldn't even give him communion after a while. My family was quite religious.
Now, I think you said that your mother always wanted you to come and sit in the front pew, but you wouldn't. Is that right?
Right. Well, yeah. After at last there, before she was old, and she thought it would be nice because she was like to go to church, and she'd like to have me, you know, sit with her in the church, more or less the front pew, because she would be proud of that, you know, to show that she was with me coming to church.
And then you told our editor, Bill Dunn, that you had rheumatic fever and that nearly killed you in your early 20s?
Well, yeah, when I was 18 years old, I got rheumatic fever, rheumatic heart disease, and I had to lay in bed for 2 years. Couldn't even get out of bed. Had to stay in and had the pot underneath the bed and all. Couldn't even walk. I wonder how I could even did that, but I did.
And you recovered, and you have, I think you said you have a pig valve in your heart now?
Yeah, now I got a defibrillator in me, and I got pig valve in me. And
how old are you?
I'm 82.
And you're still running the farm?
Right, I'm trying to. Kind of hard for me already. I don't have the strength anymore that I should have, but...
I got to meet you, and you showed me some of that Wisconsin farmland, and you drove me past where your grandfather's farm used to be. So you're the real thing. You've been a three-generation German immigrant farmer in that whole area. And in fact, we drove by the Lutheran church that you used to go to in the little town out there.
I actually went to that church, and of course, I also went to parochial school and learned the catechism through that, and then confirmed. Yes, it was quite religious all the time, but as I got older and traveled around the world and see all these different religions and how everybody lives different and stuff, and you start questioning why, you know, this is all what's all going on and why it is. And
were you in the military?
No, they wouldn't take me because I had this bad heart and stuff.
But you did do some traveling.
Oh yes, I traveled. I would tour people most of the time. Although I went to Australia on my own.
And then when did you decide that you just didn't believe?
Well, I guess it wasn't just like that. It was a slow process type of thing. The more you start to question all this and can't find no decent answers about it, you just begin to wonder. You know, that there ain't anything to it. It's just a make-believe type of thing, and so that's why after a while you just think, well, I'm not going to waste my time on it.
Now, I think that the whole genesis, if I can say that, for the billboard message that you like came about because of an exchange of letters in the newspaper. Is that right?
Well, right. I put something in the newspaper about that I didn't believe in ghosts and spirits and stuff, and really worked several people up. Even my brother and all. They said I must be going crazy.
Well, they said you were doomed to hell, right?
Well, I said that. The way they say that, I'll be after. I had all this troubles about that. What in the paper about different things, and I said even that now. If after I die, they say I'm going to be going to hell and suffer forever, you know, that's what religion is. That's how you go. That's why my religion, anyway, always did. So that's what, after a while, I decided, you know, I wish to make damn sure that nobody understands that any different than my grandchildren and all that, you know, I'm not going to, that I don't ever believe in that kind of stuff, and so they got something to talk about and remember too that my philosophy is that I just don't believe in that.
How many children and grandchildren do you have?
I got nine great grandchildren and eight or six grandchildren.
And so, have they seen the billboard?
What?
Have your grandchildren seen the billboard?
No. Not that I know of.
But your idea is just to let them know about it, you know.
Oh yeah, they'll be seeing it. You sent me a picture, and I'm going to have more pictures and stuff. Oh yeah, they'll be seeing. Well, I did call a couple of my grandkids and tell them about it, you know, that where it was, and they should look at it, and I said that I was paying for it too, and so.
So
I don't know.
Did they say, is this what you're doing with our inheritance, Grandpa?
Well, I said that is their inheritance, and so that's make sure that some of this money is their inheritance. Yeah. That's one way of the of them talking too. I imagine when you get older and, you know, and you're gone and they're talking about you, you know, he's saying, you know, what happened to Grandpa, he spent his inheritance on something like this.
Well, it couldn't be all their inheritance because it was a pretty good deal.
Well, but, no, but it's just the idea that...
Yeah, well, I mean, what you're trying to convey to them is live it up, live up your life now, do what you want to do.
Well, yeah.
So live in this world, right?
Yeah, right. And of course, I don't know, I hope they'd quit, you know, this arguing about religion between themselves, which is what happened with me. I said my brother, he turned to a different religion, and my dad and them more or less told him, you know, that he's disowned. That's years ago. That's, you know, that's how people was. They're so strict about it.
And
so
I think,
that's why.
I think you also said that you didn't want their lives to be blighted by the idea of being fearful of going to hell.
What?
That you were concerned that that the idea of hell not blight their lives. That you shouldn't worry about an afterlife, especially a hell.
Well, yeah. Well, I just know there is no such a thing. As far as I'm concerned, there is no such a thing as heaven or hell.
So, well, we are going to come back and finish our conversation with an octogenarian lifetime member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
And talk about the billboard being defaced.
Talk about the billboard that he sponsored in Watertown, Wisconsin, being defaced, and that was a felony because of the cost of the billboard. And he and the foundation have a reward of $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the perpetrators. And so we'll be back to talk with Bud in just a minute.
Ask for a sample issue of Free Thought today and find out more about the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. This is Free Thought Radio. This is Free Thought Radio with your hosts, Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor. And we're speaking on the phone with Bud. And that's a nickname because he wants to remain anonymous in the rural Wisconsin farmland where he has paid to erect a Freedom From Religion Foundation billboard right into the entrance of a town close to him, at Watertown. Going north into Watertown, a huge billboard that says, and this is a legacy for his grandchildren, he says, it says, enjoy life now. There is no afterlife.
And Dan, tell them what happened.
Well, welcome back to the show, Bud.
Yeah.
And you and I had a good time. I picked you up and we drove over to see the sign, which you hadn't seen yet, and you were surprised how large it was. It's a huge, right next to the highway, you know, you need a huge ladder to get up there.
It was 20 feet high, so what Dan didn't reiterate was that it was vandalized.
Well, and also I wanted to say it's right next to the John Deere facility there with a big combine under it. So it looks very Wisconsin. But then
it's actually 10 by 30 foot.
10 by 30, so it's a huge one. So then we heard the news this week that someone had vandalized it by painting over a big section of the sign. So,
and then the outdoor company removed that, and they're at their own cost are going to be replacing the vinyl, and it's going to go back up next week, Bud. So keep looking for it.
So how do you feel about that, Bud?
Well, I just can't. But I just wonder what should upset people. What was it? Was it? I don't believe in that there ain't no afterlife. If that's I said that, is that what? Teed people off or what?
Yeah, because how could they be offended by saying enjoy life now?
Well, you wonder, and it's just because I should have said there's no afterlife. Is that what teed somebody off, and that's why they did this? Because I'm pretty sure this is no little kids that did this.
No, someone had to go to a great deal of trouble and planning.
That's right.
And again, we do have, I have offered a reward. Bud and the foundation are both offering a $500 each for a total of $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the vandal or vandals. So people in the Madison area who know something, let us know at FFRF.org.
Maybe it's because the name of our group is on the bottom of the sign, the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Well, that's it. I like you should find the answer, whoever it is, if we ever get to, who did it in the first place, why they did it, and why, you know.
Well, right? And now we talked about how you gradually lost faith in Lutheranism as a young man, I assume. Did you ever have any community of freethinkers as you were growing up and when you got married, or were you always the only non-believer you knew?
I guess I'm probably the only unbeliever at least the claims I am. I see there's a lot of people, as far as I'm concerned, are not but hypocrites. They go to church and act like they're believers, but when you really question them, they don't really give you a very good answers of that they do really believe in this. You know, that's what I get a kick out of in a way, because so many people, that I talk to anyway, when you really start talking and question them about some of this stuff, they don't. They say, you know, I don't really believe in that. I said, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? No, there ain't no Holy Ghost. Well, it says God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost on it. You must be worshiping it. Well, I don't believe in that. Well, I said, then you're a hypocrite, right?
Now, you told our editor, Bill Dunn, that really your unholy trinity was made up of life, death, and you said, hoping someone remembers you, that's all that life is about. That's my philosophy anyway.
Yes, that's what I'm. That is my philosophy, right? I just hope somebody does remember me, and that's what they saw you say. You're trying to build a legacy to do stuff that they sure ain't going to forget you very easy.
Well, this show is a legacy. This show will be remembered in broadcast and podcast, so people will know about Bud for a long time.
And yeah. Also, I wanted to say that we have gotten some new members from Watertown, Wisconsin, which is where the billboard was placed. And we've also heard from some members in the area who were just thrilled that you put this billboard up with us.
Oh.
And also to know that there were other freethinkers in the area. And of course, Watertown isn't that far from Madison, but it's in Jefferson County. So you are not alone. And in fact, nobody listening to this broadcast or podcast should ever feel they're really alone, because there's, 45 million at least non-believers in the United States. But many of us are too shy or too scared to come forward. So,
well, because some people are very aggressive, and will try to hurt you because of it. As far as I know, they get pretty, try to do everything to cause you problems if they find out that, you don't worship, go to church and stuff, that you are more or less an outcast with some people.
Well, I think that you've been very brave, not knowing any other unbelievers. Now, you have been a member of the foundation for quite a while. I think from the mid-80s?
Yeah, almost when it started.
So, yes, we certainly know.
Well, I said the big thing is I'm always with you 100% for you. When I read that you are fighting a government on keeping this religion and government out separate, because that's very important as far as I'm concerned for the country to have somebody's got to keep, like as a policeman, that the religion don't get too strong and take over the country.
Well, we certainly have seen a lot of concern this last week about Glenn Beck and putting God into government and things like that. But you also had kind of a little joke when Bill Dunn interviewed you for our newspaper Free Thought Today. You said you've worked hard all your life, you've prospered financially while you've been farming and so on, but it hasn't always been easy. And you told him something about gambling. Do you want to repeat that? Do you remember what you told him?
Oh, yeah. I was talking, too.
Oh,
we were talking
about
Las Vegas, and you said the funniest thing about why do people go to Las Vegas? Why don't they just become a farmer?
If they want to gamble.
Well, that's right. Because your weather, you know, can destroy you in a few minutes.
So you're what are you growing? Soybeans and what else are you growing right now?
Well, right now I just soybeans and wheat and corn. But this year I just had wheat and soybeans. Yeah, but I also got a bunch of land up north in the forest management and trees, and they're supposed to be harvesting them trees this year. But you know, there's another thing with nature. With them trees, is within 15 minutes with a hurricane or stuff, and them trees aren't worth much.
Or a tornado here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, a tornado. Could destroy your, that's farming.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Bud, for this legacy for all of us in coming up with a very positive billboard sign to work with the foundation. Enjoy life now, there is no afterlife. So true. And why so controversial? That was defaced, and we'll be back in Watertown as soon as the billboard company can repair that vinyl. And we want to thank you so much for being a lifetime member and a supporter of separation of church and state and joining us today on the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I also got, when I die, I want to be a forever member. How do you call that?
Oh, an afterlife member.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. We're out of time, Bud.
Thank you so much.
We also want to thank our announcer, Buzz Kemper, and our producer and engineer who faithlessly produces our show for us every week, Brian Turani. And you can sign up for the podcast and listen to archives at ffrf.org/radio.
Ask for more information at ffrf.org. Phone 1-800-335-4021. We have sample copies of the August Free Thought Today, the September about to come up. And we would like you to join us, support us and our work, help keep us on the air, help keep our lawsuits going. Tune in next week for more rational radio and blasphemous broadcasting.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday.